Hey everybody, it's Peggy McKee. I am the medical sales recruiter, and I was very lucky to get to connect with Peter Francis, who's the president and trainer at Clinical Laboratory Sales Training Systems in the Baltimore area out at the G2 conference. And Peter is focused on the clinical laboratory, the clinical laboratory sales force, actually, is what he's focused on. And I wanted to ask you, Peter, because you must experience quite a bit of this in your role, at what point, and I know that in other discussions we've talked about when it was appropriate to bring on a sales rev, but at what point should the clinical lab seek out sales management, dedicated staff, you know, that are dedicated to managing and working with their sales group? At what point? Is it a number of reps, or is there some other indication?
Well, I can just tell you, Peggy, that I myself have been involved with a lab in which I was the sales and marketing vice president, and I just had one person reporting to me. But I would say on a typical basis, I would say that if there are three or more field people, it would certainly be prudent to hire a sales manager or sales supervisor. Now, having said that, if there's only one or two marketing folks out there, it may be also worthwhile just to hire an ad hoc consultant type of experienced manager. And this type of person can just have, you know, weekly phone calls with each rep. They can review the previous week's activities. They can talk about strategies and suggest tactical components and so forth. Now, a sales manager, whether it's an FTE or it's an ad hoc person, you know, this person can do co-rides with representatives, and they can offer some very valuable on-the-spot coaching and give them some feedback. And in addition, the sales manager can act as a kind of a management liaison, if you will, with the important clients that the laboratory has. And that can impart a sense of, you know, we care about our relationship, and I want to listen to what you have to say as to how our service is going, et cetera. So really, the bottom line is a lab can have it both ways when it comes to having a sales manager and getting all the benefits. If the lab has at least three people in the field, an FTE manager certainly might be feasible and the way to go. But if there's only one or two reps, maybe a hiring a part-time or what I call an ad hoc manager could be another solution.
You know, one of my clients hires what they call a sales supervisor. So this person actually has a territory, has a financial responsibility just like a sales rep would, but they also have some supervisory role with the other sales reps on the team. And so the reason the company did this was they didn't feel like they were large enough to have a full, you know, as you said, FTE devoted to management of the sales team, but they thought they certainly needed about a half-time one. And they thought, what a great opportunity to actually get to have that person actually be doing frontline sales and doing the management. And as they grow, they're going to move him into a complete management role. But at this point, it's they could easily justify his pay, the cost of the FTE, based on the sales that he could make, and they're getting to benefit from his leadership, from his sales skills, from his training skills, and all those other things with their other reps that are on the team. So that's another option as well, right?
Absolutely, and I totally endorse that type of scenario that you can have, and I have seen that as well, where you have one person, just as you had described, have a sales territory, but they also have leadership responsibilities over other people. So it's a great alternative to what I just discussed.
Well, and sometimes I think that works out a little nicer because, you know, when you're looking at a full-time sales manager, maybe you can't handle the pay that person requires, or maybe you can't handle the interaction or the level that person needs from an organization, but you could take someone who is dying to get into management, exhibits all the management skill sets, the leadership, the drive, the desire, motivating to others, all those other things, and you could let them, you know, they're going to be successful in the sales role because they have been, but you also can give them the opportunity to embark on the career that they're looking for while you get to enjoy the benefits of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. It's a great stepping stone for someone who wants to get into full-time management but may not be quite there yet, but needs to develop more skills and time in the field and time with managing other people. So great opportunity.
Perfect. Well, Peter, thank you very much for coming on here with us today, and I really hope that the folks in the audience will enjoy hearing what you have to offer here, and we'll put your link down below so that if they want to get in touch with you, they certainly can.
Well, thanks, Peggy, for the opportunity to talk to you.